This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Good morning, Gina. We appreciate you waking up with us every single morning.
Guys, in the morning, because you always make me feel so good in the morning.
And are you going to help us be a hero tomorrow, helping out Ronald McDonald House Charities? All the money stays here locally, keeping families together when they got sick kids. We are going to be doing it all morning tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know I'll be there.
Thank you, Gina. You're a rock star.
I love you guys. Like, I listen to you. I work for Thompson, and I listen to you guys because I do secretary back behind the scenes stuff. And I listen to you guys all day. I only work till like noon, but I listen to you guys on Odyssey, do everything. And like, I love your quizzes. You know, you work together and I laugh like every day. Like every day I'm laughing. I am laughing every day. It's so funny. And I'm moving to Florida. So.
What? When? What? What's going on?
Whoa.
I'm moving to Florida. Yes.
You didn't clear this through us.
I know. It's bittersweet. But I still got my Odyssey app, and don't worry about it. I will not forget you guys, and I'll still be calling you. Don't worry about that.
Gina, one of our favorite WBE listeners, is going to become a permanent snowbird. When you move there, can we even call you a snowbird anymore, or you're just a Floridian now?
Nope. I'm living down there, but I got 2 girls here, so I will be coming back.
All right. Well, yeah, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Just follow 92.5 WBEE anywhere. We appreciate you. And on your drive to work today, be careful. I had a coyote run out in front of me on 104, like the busy 3 lanes on one side, 3 lanes. That's 6 lanes. What are they doing trying to cross? And he did the old stop, looked at my headlights, and went back.
Well, they're hunting.
Yeah, they're hungry. You're right. Yeah.
I watched the news this morning. And they said that a coyote got a dog.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got little ones. Keep an eye on them.
It was like a rock star's house because they caught it on Ring.
Yeah.
And it came in, grabbed the little white dog, and the wife, foolishly, but she was just acting on intuition, came booking out of the house and grabbed the dog out of the coyote's mouth. So the dog's okay. But
I did see that.
They're out and they're hungry, so beware.
Yes. But you guys have a great morning. I'm heading to work, and I'll be listening to you all morning.
Thank you so much, Gina. By the way, we're talking about Be a Hero is tomorrow. We've been doing it for years. We are always supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester, where the money stays locally. There's a live auction going on right now.
Yes, if you head to our Facebook page pinned right to the top, you can check out the auction. They've got a signed, matted Buffalo Bills jersey signed by Josh Allen, CMA Flyaway trip for 2 to Nashville. Some big ticket items over there.
Yeah, get on there. Bid. Don't let someone outbid you. If you want it, go get it. And we've talked in the past about Ancestry.com and finding out things and all those services. You just put the swab, saliva, and you send it in, and they find things in your family tree. Have you ever found someone famous on your family tree? This just came out. Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother. But they just actually found out that they're blood related. Their 7th cousin, once removed, connected them on the family tree. So she's not only Dolly, the godmother, to Miley Cyrus, which we've all known. There's blood there. It's in the tree, and it goes back to a seventh cousin by the name of John Bricky, who was born in 1740 in Virginia, and it was all connected. They did one of those things. Surprise! We're blood.
Isn't everybody in the South somehow related? Oh. Even if it's far removed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm terrified to get mine back. I spit in a vial or whatever and sent it out for 23andMe. And I've been waiting every day I look to hopefully get my results. I haven't gotten them back yet.
Check your spam email. When I did the Ancestry.com, everything went through there till I approved it and everything. But I was missing a lot of stuff.
It went into my spam. I know it takes a while.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I'm nervous. Because I just, who knows what's there for me?
Because you did one that wasn't just... are your family and your ethnicities. You did one that's based on your health, and it was like the likeliness of 500 different health things that could happen to you.
Right.
You love London. You've been there. You talk about the British royalty a lot.
All the time.
I think it would be mad crazy if the son came back and you're like 13th cousin from the Queen or something like that.
That would be awesome! Yeah.
You even have, is that a little plastic thing? It wobbles back and forth.
A friend of mine went to London years ago and brought, and I was like, really? This is what you saw it and you thought of me? It's a solar powered dancing queen. God rest her soul.
The
Queen of England. And when it's solar powered, she shakes back and forth and she has her little purse and her crown on. So, yes. And a lot of mornings, that gets me through. I'll look down at her. I'm like, hey.
Simple pleasures.
That's all it takes.
With the B-Morning Coffee Club. How about you? Did you do any of those swab and send in and you found out you are related to someone, no matter how far down the tree, but it's someone famous? Let us know. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We just found out Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus are actually blood relatives. They didn't know what their seventh cousin removed. They did one of those tests and found out they're actually blood related. On our Donut Slide text line, someone says, you know what stinks? They should have that 23andMe and Ancestry sync together, because if the family does not do the same test, you don't know your relationship there. Yeah, one should buy the other and do one big massive one to find out stuff.
I'm nervous enough to find out whatever. Maybe I'm related to Dolly.
Maybe.
I guess we'll have to find out. This texter says, my mother found a sibling match in Wales, UK, that had been given up for adoption back in the 50s. Now she has a sister and nieces and have aunts and cousins. She has nieces, sisters, brothers, great nieces, etc.
Wow.
A whole new family was found because she did this DNA testing.
Mm. Scary what you could find out, but also very exciting.
This texter said, we're related to George Bush. I believe a third cousin. After we found out we were related to George Bush, I bought a truck off of a local dealer whose last name is Bush. He said, hey, I think we're related. I was like, oh, he goes, my wife is Laura Bush. Not that Laura Bush, but still cute.
Yeah, it was. Wow. What you could find out. Scary, exciting. Let us know who you're related to. That you never knew, because one of those tests you found out. 92.5 WBEE on a Confession Thursday. Sometimes you got to get off your chest. Let it go. Let it go. You'll feel better. Let it go.
My dad was getting ready for Confession Thursday last night. He's so excited. He tells me he passed a test.
What kind of test?
His eye exam, which I didn't think was that big of a deal. It's like, congratulations. Really excited for you. Well, he shares with me the last time he was at the DMV.
Oh, wait. A DMV eye test? Yeah, that is a big deal. When you pass that, that means you're good to go. You're driving. That is a big deal. That doesn't sound like a confession. It sounds like a good thing. He passed.
Well, you're supposed to take your readers off, because normally you don't drive with your readers on. So the DMV woman turned around, he puts his glasses back on, memorizes the line on the eye chart,
dang,
and whips them back off so that he can pass his DMV eye exam.
Now I get the confession. Cherry. Well.
So how he just decided to tell you, man, I finally passed my eye test for real instead of for fake.
Right. He's been holding on to this DMV eye exam. He was like, Hope, I want you to know I'm safe to drive. And I was like, what do you mean?
You have not been safe to drive, Dad? Well, it ends up no.
Well, congrats.
I think I can tell you now. Yeah. No, I haven't.
Congratulations, Jerry. You've got a good memory to memorize it and get by. But congratulations, your eyes have gotten better. That's good. So he did do it legit this time.
Yes, eye doctor, eye exam.
He's good now.
Okay, all right.
Now, he just hadn't been.
All right.
But now he's good. Oh, my gosh.
Next time I see your father, I'm just going to be holding up fingers. How many? Come on. How many? Test that eyesight. Good for him. Glad he's doing well. You got something to confess? Get off your chest. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, and we hear about country artists backstage pulling off pranks on each other. Dylan Scott's notorious. Luke Bryan's notorious. Pulling pranks on each other. Well, Keith Urban is quite the prankster, too. It's his wife, Nicole Kidman. That this big gala, they're all dressed up, and they're sitting at a table, and she's, like, talking to someone to her right. He's sitting on the left, but her hand is on his, you know, thigh, just like patting him, like, you're there, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon comes up, and they switch seats, and Jimmy Fallon grabs her hand and keeps patting it, but now on his thigh.
Right.
She doesn't realize it because she's eye contact, looking to the right. All of a sudden, she turns left. Ah! How did you get there? And him and Keith Urban are just laughing.
Because wasn't there a thing like where she was going to date Jimmy Fallon?
Yes.
Something
exactly.
crazy like that? That's a riot.
Wow. Priceless. Yeah, Google up those photos and videos. They got her good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Good morning, Gina. We appreciate you waking up with us every single morning.
You guys in the morning, because you always make me feel so good in the morning.
And are you going to help us be a hero tomorrow, helping out Ronald McDonald House Charities? All the money stays here locally, keeping families together when they got sick kids. We are going to be doing it all morning tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know I'll be there.
Thank you, Gina. Aww. You're a rock star.
I love you guys. Like, I listen to you. I work for Thompson, and I listen to you guys because I do secretary back behind the scenes stuff, and I listen to you guys all day. I only work till like noon, but I listen to you guys on Odyssey, do everything, and like, I love your business. You know, you work together, and I laugh like every day. Like every day I'm laughing. I am laughing every day. It's so funny. And I'm moving to Florida, so...
What? When? What? What's going on?
Whoa.
I'm moving to Florida. Yes.
You didn't clear this through us.
I know. It's bittersweet. But I still got my Odyssey app, and don't worry about it. I will not forget you guys, and I'll still be calling you. Don't worry about that.
Gina, one of our favorite WBE listeners, is going to become a permanent snowbird. When you move there, can we even call you a snowbird anymore, or you're just a Floridian now?
Nope. I'm living down there, but I got two girls here, so I will be coming back.
All right. Well, yeah, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Just follow 92.5 WBEE anywhere. We appreciate you. And on your drive to work today, be careful. I had a coyote run out in front of me on 104, like the busy three lanes on one side, three lanes. That's six lanes. What are they doing trying to cross? And he did the old stop, looked at my headlights, and went back.
Well, they're hunting.
Yeah, they're hungry. You're right. Yeah.
I watched the news this morning, and they said that a coyote got a dog.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got little ones. Keep an eye on them.
It was like a rock star's house because they caught it on Ring.
Yeah.
And it came in, grabbed the little white dog, and the wife, foolishly, but she was just acting on intuition, came booking out of the house and grabbed the dog out of the coyote's mouth. So the dog's okay. But
I did see that.
They're out and they're hungry, so beware.
Yes. But you guys have a great morning. I'm heading to work, and I'll be listening to you all morning.
Thank you so much, Gina. By the way, we're talking about Be a Hero is tomorrow. We've been doing it for years. We are always supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester, where the money stays locally. There's a live auction going on right now.
Yes, if you head to our Facebook page pinned right to the top, you can check out the auction. They've got a signed, matted Buffalo Bills jersey signed by Josh Allen, CMA Flyaway trip for two to Nashville. Some big ticket items over there.
Yeah, get on there. Bid, bid, bid. Don't let someone outbid you. If you want it, go get it. And we've talked in the past about Ancestry.com and finding out things and all those services. You just put the swab, saliva, and you send it in, and they find things in your family tree. Have you ever found someone famous on your family tree? This just came out. Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother. But they just actually found out that they're blood related. Their seventh cousin, once removed, connected them on the family tree. So she's not only Dolly, the godmother, to Miley Cyrus, which we've all known. There's blood there. It's in the tree. And it goes back to a seventh cousin by the name of John Bricky, who was born in 1740 in Virginia. And it was all connected. They did one of those things. Surprise! We're blood.
Isn't everybody in the South somehow related? Oh. Even if it's far removed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm terrified to get mine back. I spit in a vial or whatever and sent it out for 23andMe. And I've been waiting. Every day I look to hopefully get my results. I haven't gotten them back yet.
Check your spam email. When I did the Ancestry.com, everything went through there till I approved it and everything. But I was missing a lot of stuff.
I know it takes a while.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I'm nervous. Because I just, you know, who knows what's there for me?
Because you did one that wasn't just are your family and your ethnicities. You did one that's based on your health. And it was like the likeliness of 500 different health things that could happen to you.
Right.
You love London. You've been there. You talk about the British royalty a lot.
All the time.
I think it would be mad crazy if the son came back and you're like 13th cousin from the queen or something like that.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
You even have, is that a little plastic thing? It wobbles back and forth.
A friend of mine went to London years ago and brought, and I was like, really? This is what you saw it and you thought of me? It's a solar powered dancing queen. God rest her soul.
The queen.
The queen of England. And when it's solar powered, she shakes back and forth and she has her little purse and her crown on. So, yes. And a lot of mornings, that gets me through. I'll look down at her. I'm like, hey.
Simple pleasures.
That's all it takes.
With the B-Morning Coffee Club. How about you? Did you do any of those swab and send in and you found out you are related to someone, no matter how far down the tree, but it's someone famous? Let us know. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We just found out Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus are actually blood relatives. They didn't know what their seventh cousin removed. They did one of those tests and found out they're actually blood related. On our Donuts Light text line, someone says, you know what stinks? They should have that 23andMe and Ancestry sync together, because if the family does not do the same test, you don't know your relationship there. Yeah, once you buy the other and do one big massive one to find out stuff.
I'm nervous enough to find out whatever. Maybe I'm related to Dolly.
Maybe.
I guess we'll have to find out. This texter says, my mother found a sibling match in Wales, UK, that had been given up for adoption back in the 50s. Now she has a sister and nieces and have aunts and cousins. She has nieces, sisters, brothers, great nieces, etc.
Wow.
A whole new family was found because she did this DNA testing.
Mm. Scary what you could find out, but also very exciting.
This texter said, we're related to George Bush. I believe a third cousin. After we found out we were related to George Bush, I bought a truck off of a local dealer whose last name is Bush. He said, hey, I think we're related. I was like, oh, he goes, my wife is Laura Bush. Not that Laura Bush, but still cute.
Yeah, it was. Wow. What you could find out. Scary, exciting. Let us know who you're related to that you never knew because of one of those tests you found out. 92.5 WBEE on a Confession Thursday. Sometimes you got to get off your chest. Let it go. Let it go. You'll feel better. Let it go.
My dad was getting ready for Confession Thursday. Last night, he's so excited, he tells me he passed a test.
What kind of test?
His eye exam, which I didn't think was that big of a deal. It's like, congratulations, really excited for you. Well, he shares with me the last time he was at the DMV.
Oh, wait. A DMV eye test? Yeah, that is a big deal. When you pass that, that means you're good to go. You're driving. That is a big deal. That doesn't sound like a confession. It sounds like a good thing. He passed.
Well, you're supposed to take your readers off because normally you don't drive with your readers on. So the DMV woman turned around. He puts his glasses back on, memorizes the line on the eye chart,
dang,
and whips them back off so that he can pass his DMV eye exam.
Now I get the confession. Jerry. Well.
So how he just decided to tell you, man, I finally passed my eye test for real. Instead of for fake.
Right. He's been holding on to this DMV eye exam. He was like, Hope, I want you to know I'm safe to drive. And I was like, what do you mean?
You have not been safe to drive, yeah. Dad? Well, it ends up no.
Well, congrats.
I think I can tell you now. Yeah. No, I haven't.
Congratulations, Jerry. You've got a good memory to memorize it and get by. But congratulations, your eyes have gotten better. That's good. So he did do it legit this time.
Yes, eye exam.
He's good now.
Okay, all right.
Now, he just hadn't been.
All
but
right.
But now he's good. Oh, my gosh.
Next time I see your father, I'm just going to be holding up fingers. How many? Come on. How many? Test that eyesight. Good for him. Glad he's doing well. You got something to confess? Get off your chest. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, and we hear about country artists backstage pulling off pranks on each other. Dylan Scott's notorious. Luke Bryan's notorious. Pulling pranks on each other. Well, Keith Urban is quite the prankster, too. It's his wife, Nicole Kidman. That this big gala, they're all dressed up, and they're sitting at a table, and she's, like, talking to someone to her right. He's sitting on the left, but her hand is on his, you know, thigh, just like patting him, like, you're there, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon comes up, and they switch seats, and Jimmy Fallon grabs her hand and keeps patting it, but now on his thigh.
Right.
She doesn't realize it because she's eye contact, looking to the right. All of a sudden, she turns left. Ah, how did you get there? And him and Keith Urban are just laughing.
Because wasn't there a thing like where she was going to date Jimmy Fallon?
Yes.
Something
exactly.
Crazy like that? That's a riot.
Wow. Priceless. Yeah, Google up those photos and videos. They got her good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.